Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Can New South Wales property agents take a holding fee from a tenant? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 17th of May, 2023.
The residential tenancies. And a question that we've had this week and we've had previously, but we thought we'd talk about it this week, and that is about holding fees. And it's, you know, Section 24 of the Residential Tenancies Act, and it talks about holding fees. And it actually states that a person must not, so an agent must not receive from a tenant a holding fee unless the tenant's application for tenancy of those residential premises, we're talking residential here, has been approved by the landlord. And the fee does not exceed 1 week's rent of the residential premises. So that's based on the rent that's obviously going to be in the residential tenancy agreement. So they must have been approved and it must not exceed that 1 week. Okay. So, and the agent who's receiving those fees needs to give the tenant a written receipt setting out the amount that they've paid, the date on which it was paid, the address of the premises that they're intending to lease, the name of the landlord and of the tenant. So all of that needs to be on that. So, and when they're paying that, they can't, the landlord or you as the landlord's agent cannot enter into another residential tenancy agreement for those premises with any other person within 7 days of the payment of that holding fee. Now, you know, obviously, or a shorter or a longer period, depending on what is negotiated. You know, a longer period would, you know, maybe be 10 days if there were specific circumstances, but that's a negotiation that goes on. So, you can't do that unless the tenant notifies the landlord or you as the landlord's agent that the tenant no longer wishes to enter into that residential tenancy agreement. So that holding fee may be retained by you as the landlord's agent only if the tenant enters into the residential tenancy agreement, and then you obviously apply that holding fee towards their rental payment, or refuses to enter into the residential tenancy agreement. So they say, yep, thanks, paid the holding fee, but I'm out. Okay, so, you know, that is only the only ways that you can be retaining that holding fee. So I just think that needed to be clarified. You can read all of that in Section 24 of the Residential Tenancies Act, but it is, you know, it's just a nice little piece that you, as a property manager, as a licensee in charge of an agency where property management is happening, you actually need to understand that they are the rules around holding fees.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.